USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. The first funerals take place today for the victims of Friday's deadly school shooting at Santa Fe High School in Texas. Teenage suspect Demetrius Pagorchis is accused of killing 8 students and 2 teachers. Sadie Rodriguez says her 16-year-old daughter, Shayna Fisher, was persistently harassed by the boy who'd been asking her out for weeks.
He was shy and sweet and quiet and just talented and...
Nicholas Pohl, the suspect's attorney, also speaks for the family.
My understanding is that is just a completely false rumor. Nobody seems to be able to identify an ex-girlfriend that he's had any time recently. As that goes, as far as a purported motivation for the crime, I would say no.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Allyn. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Nutritionists have debated this for years, but luckily there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take it, and I love it, because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints, together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote your cardiovascular health in ways your doctor will love. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just 7 days, so you will feel better, guaranteed. Purity is so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, they want to send you a free bottle to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil, it's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now, 1-800-399-6392. That's 800-399-6392. Call now, 800-399-6392.
The volcanic eruptions on the Big Island are taking their toll on tourism. Hawaii County Managing Director Will Okapi says the island is facing reduced business and tax revenue.
Hotels are saying that they're canceling their reservations. Cruise ships on all the islands are canceling their reservations as well.
In reality, Okapi says the volcano is only affecting a small part of the Big Island, and most tourist activities are still available. Two friends on a morning mountain bike ride 30 miles east of Seattle were attacked by a cougar, killing one of the men and leaving the second hospitalized in what authorities describe as a rare occurrence. The Seattle Times reports the cougar was later found up a tree near the dead man's body, where agents for the state's Fish and Wildlife Police shot and killed it hours after the Saturday attack. This man visits that area often.
Realize that, wow, there's things out here that are very powerful, and this is their space, and you just have to respect that.
The injured man was in satisfactory condition at a hospital at last report. This is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. 866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
Despite pouring rain, it was an exciting year for the Preakness Stakes, USA's Wendy King explains.
It was foggy and muddy, and the finish was really close at the Preakness Stakes.
Into the final furlong, it is Justify in front, Good Magic on the outside, tenfold, Bravazo, Justify, he's unstoppable! He won the Preakness! Bravazo was second, tenfold was third, Good Magic was fourth, in a final time of 1 minute 55 and 4/5 seconds, not even a fog could stop him!
Track announcer Larry Colmus on NBC Sports. Justify goes for the Triple Crown in 3 weeks at the Belmont Stakes in New York. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
A freight train derailment in Alexandria, Virginia could wind up hindering the Monday morning commute. 31 cars went off the track. Local fire officials say heavy rains over the past week may have played a role in that accident. NTSB Chairman Robert Sumwalt says they're just beginning investigations.
The crew did tell us that, in their words, about 300 feet prior to the bridge, they felt what they described as a soft or spongy condition.
No one was injured in that derailment. 25 people have been hospitalized in the same area of Brooklyn after having negative reactions from what's believed to be synthetic marijuana known as K2. That, according to Lieutenant Paul Nigg with the New York Police Department, there have been no fatalities. Police say the hospitalizations began Saturday evening and continued over the course of several hours. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.